This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With dangerous wind chills potentially in the area, it's important to keep in mind how to deal with them. Wind chill isn't the actual air temperature, but what it feels like to the average person. On cold, windy days when the wind chill is low, you can get frostbite in as little as 30 minutes. Don't lose fingers or toes. Keep them dry, warm, and protected from the wind. Also keep in mind what the signs of frostbite are. If you notice redness or pain in any skin area, get out of the cold or protect any exposed skin immediately. That may be the beginning of frostbite. Some other signs that may point to frostbite include a white or grayish-yellow skin area, skin that feels unusually firm or waxy, and numbness. A person who has frostbite may not know they have it until someone else points it out because the frozen parts of their body are numb. When dealing with frostbite, it's important to remember, unless absolutely necessary, do not walk on toes or feet with frostbite, don't use a fireplace, heat lamp, radiator, or stove for warming, don't use a heating pad or electric blanket, and do not rub or massage areas with frostbite. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Friday, January 30th, there's a teen dance over at the Flambeau River YMCA. This will be taking place from 6 to 8 p.m., and students at any local school who are in grades 6 through 8th are welcome. The cost is $5 for general public or free with membership. A membership is not required. Snacks are also available for purchase. Once again, this is taking place Friday, January 30th, over at the Flambeau River YMCA right here in Park Falls. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in America, but Lisa Hale reports there is something you can do about it.
January is Radon Action Month. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging residents to test their homes for the odorless, colorless, radioactive gas. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Surgeon General, radon causes an estimated 21,000 lung cancer deaths per year. About 962 of those are from Wisconsin. Morgan Peterson is an environmental health specialist with Winnebago County Public Health, and she says now is the best time to test your home.
It's an odorless, invisible gas that you cannot see or smell in your home. So that's why we recommend testing during January, especially because your home is closed up at that time. And that's when you'll have the highest levels usually of radon.
According to DHS data, about 1 in 10 homes in Wisconsin has high radon levels. The gas typically enters the home through the foundation, becoming trapped inside. Any home or building can be susceptible to radon, and the only way to know whether your house or apartment has elevated levels is to test. Peterson said the lower levels of the home, such as the basement, are the most susceptible.
The lowest livable part of your home. So if you spend a lot of time in your basement, we recommend testing down there because that's where the levels will be the highest. Level by level, it goes down a little bit less. So it'll, like on the first floor, could be a little bit less than it would be in the basement.
Visit lowradon.org or call 888-LOW-RADON to discuss available options. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
With winter driving, it's important to keep several things in mind. Be sure to get your vehicle serviced, follow a vehicle safety checklist, stay alert, avoid risky driving behaviors, use caution when driving in winter conditions, and know what to do in a winter emergency. Keeping all these in mind can help keep both you and others safe while out on the winter roads. You can find more tips from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Greg Gunderson spoke with Scott from the Buttonashner Lake Association about their upcoming fishery this weekend. Here's Scott talking about some of the things that are going to be going on.
Fishing is from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. You need a $10 fishing ticket available up until the morning of the fishery at area businesses or at Bobber's and at Northern Pines or some other businesses around town. We have a division for kids, 12 and under. Kids fish free. No tickets required. We have trophies for kids, and all kids participating will receive a free goodie bag. So that we want to make this a family-friendly event. So we encourage kids to come. The only caveat there is if you're in the 12 and under, you can't compete for the other prizes. So if you're 12 and under and you want to compete for other prizes, you can, but you need a fishing ticket. We have a walleye division, a crappie division, a northern division, and a perch division. First prize is 200, second is 100, third is 50. We have participation raffles. We have a woman's prize as well. And with all of that, we have our raffle. And the raffle is a $2,500 grand prize. And those tickets are available three for $10. So we have over 100 prizes, but the top prize is the $2,500 grand prize.
Once again, that fishery will be taking place tomorrow, Saturday, January 17th, beginning at 7 a.m. over at Lena's Northern Pines on Butternut Lake. And afterwards, don't forget, there's fireworks at 5:30. Some state officials say the DeForest Data Center proposal is not in the public's best interest. Here's Savannah Tomielsen with more.
QTS wants DeForest to annex more than 1,600 acres of property from Vienna to build their data center there. The State Department of Administration reviews annexation petitions. Their job is to give recommendations on whether that's a good idea or not, based on services provided if a property moves from one jurisdiction to another. They look at whether first responders, water and sewer systems, and the roads can handle that additional land. And the Department of Administration says no, they do not believe DeForest can best provide the water and sewer services necessary for the data center. Now, the DOA does not have the power to approve or deny projects. Even if they say it's not in the public's best interest, DeForest can move ahead anyway. The Village Board told WKOW they're still carefully considering all the pieces of the puzzle. At a meeting last week, analysts gave a presentation to the Village Board saying 5 years from now, the data center could generate an extra $12 million in taxes each year. The board is currently negotiating a pre-annexation agreement with QTS. Their next public meeting is February 9th.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 119-101. Milwaukee fell so far behind, head coach Doc Rivers decided to wave the white flag and bench most of his starters.
We got our play, guys. Let me say this. Before the game, if you had told us we shot 48 threes, what would you have thought? We didn't make them. And the missed threes, long rebounds got them out running. That hurt us. But the fouling killed us.
The Bucks are off until Monday when they host the Hawks. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tomorrow at 1 against Rutgers. Greg Gard on CBS Sports asked about that big win last weekend over number 2 ranked Michigan.
How many text messages were on your phone when you went to the locker room after the game?
Over 100. Well, it's all the former coaches and ADs I've worked with and for. And no, it was fun. Proud of our players and locker room. Obviously, it was very celebratory.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy and breezy today with some light snow showers, mainly in the afternoon. Additional accumulations of around an inch. We're looking for temps to drop into the mid-teens by later in the day. A few light snow showers tonight, otherwise breezy and cold, lows near 8 above.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.